It's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports, and we are joined now by Derek Schomer, a senior here at Piers. And Derek, tell us about your family. Who's all involved in the Schomer household?
My parents are Donnie and Tracy Schomer. My mom is a Fousey from Royalton. My brother's a junior, and his name's Peter. And little Brittany, she's a seventh grader.
Well, I know you're very active in a lot of things here at Piers. Derek, let's talk about some of those areas of interest. Athletics, I know you're big time into the band and the music department. Where do you want to start here? What do you look forward to? What are you most proud of here as a senior?
Oh, boy. I would say my most proud involvement is with band.
Yeah?
I do a lot. I'm very involved with it, a lot of different bands. And
you're a trumpet player, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you remember what made you choose that instrument? Is that the one that just kind of felt the best in the hands when you were – if I remember, it was like fourth or fifth grade. Is that about what time you started band?
Yeah, we went in the old Pioneer Experience room and had all the instruments, tried them all out. And they said I was the best at trumpet, and Dad had an old cornet around that I could play, and seemed to work pretty well.
Are you a little I wouldn't say jealous, but he's like, geez, you'd like to be in that new band room that's going up?
Oh, yeah. Wish the first referendum would have passed.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. How much practice time to become a good trumpet player here? What do you do to work on your trumpet playing skills?
I'd say the biggest thing for me is you got to work through things slow right away.
Yeah. Do through all the scales and all that and realize that you're going to get better someday, you know. Yeah, I remember that from band, too. It was like, boy, this is kind of boring and tedious, but it certainly pays off. Any favorite band concert, or do you like the Christmas concert? Is it the spring? Is there anyone that that kind of sticks out in your mind as a favorite event for you to take part in?
Jazz Night.
Band or?
Jazz Night was really fun last year. That was a blast, and I'm really glad we started doing those, but... all great.
Yeah, how about the jazz thing at the ballroom? That was fun last year too, wasn't it?
Yep,
yeah.
that was the jazz night.
Yeah. As far as athletics, I know quarterback on the football team, baseball's coming up here. I mean, exciting times. You've been a part of a lot of big events here. Talk about the football season and just what it was like to be out there playing in that U.S. Bank Stadium and all the stuff that goes on into such a big game like that. As a quarterback here, that's a pretty special thing to be.
It's really cool watching the older kids. I remember being a freshman watching Aaron and then Preston the next 2 years. And it's really cool that, oh, hey, I'm a senior now.
Yep.
I'm that guy. And that was really cool to go under them and then take what you can, learn, and then your senior year, you put it all together and do the best you can.
Yeah, do the best you can. I've always been interested to know, what is it like, you know, we watch a game and we watch the plays unfold and the offense and the defense, but there's a special place on and that's in the huddle. Tell us, like, in the heat of the battle when you're playing, you know, Rochester Lure down at U.S. Bank, what is it like in that huddle? Is it quiet? Is it intense? I mean, is there your voice? You know, how does that work? You know, just give the folks an idea of what it is like, those 11 guys out there in that huddle in front of all those thousands of people.
Well, you're a team, and you want to work together. And, you know, as a quarterback, you have to command them. You have to command the huddle. Even if you're nervous, you can't show that. You got to command.
Is football, as far as being a team sport in baseball, how would you compare the two? Obviously, you know, it's pretty easy to say they're different sports, but talk about the team aspect of being on a football team and a very successful baseball team as well.
I think they're pretty similar in the fact that being a team sport, I mean, football, I think, is the ultimate team sport. Everyone's got to do their job. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, team's not going to do good.
Yep. And not only this spring now, baseball for the Pioneers, you're a member of the Bulldogs, and that's a fun thing to get a lot of baseball in. You know, what inspired your love of baseball. I know your dad is a member of the Bulldog coaching staff. It's got to be a lot of fun Sunday afternoons to hang out with dad and younger brother Peter at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah. That is a lot of fun. My dad said to my mom back when we were just little tykes and being bad boys for the softball team, and he said, I want to play at least one summer of ball with my kids. And we played softball with him for 2 years, and now he's coaching for the Bulldogs for the past 2 years. So that's been very, very special to me.
As the oldest of the three children in your family here, and we've seen Peter play quarterback with you this fall. He's a great basketball player, also a teammate on the baseball team. Got to be pretty proud of your younger brother and younger sister Brittany too, as you watch them develop into the athletes that they're going to become.
Oh, absolutely. I'm immensely proud of both of them for athletes, but just as people too.
Yeah.
They're two very good kids.
What are Derek Schomer's future plans? What are you looking at as far as after graduation and possibly a college choice and career?
Well, I'm going to go up to the College of St. Scholastica
okay. This
fall. I'm going to do undergrad in exercise physiology, and then I plan to do physical therapy with that for grad school.
Okay. Are you involved now in taking the placement courses through college, getting credits for that so you can go in there maybe a little ahead of the game?
I plan to do that. I have not yet,
okay.
But I plan to.
What led you to St. Scholastica and that program? Is there something specific that drew you there?
Well, there's only about 5 physical therapy schools in Minnesota. And Scholastica has a very, very good one. In terms of a college, it's very homey, very small. It is a private school. I like the fact that it is a Catholic school. I believe the people there want to be there for an education. And I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Weber's up there, Matt Talges, Lane Gertz. I mean, so several Piers kids that you know are up there. Physical therapy, has there been a personal injury, you don't have to answer, but is that you've had to overcome, or what about the physical therapy interests you?
I'm very interested in the human body,
okay. How
stuff works, and I just did a job shadow last week at Select Therapy under Brett Kramer and
okay. Travis
Mattson a little bit, and that I really enjoyed that.
All right. As far as the studies here, what, you know, we talked about the athletics and you're in the band and choir here at Piers, but academically, what do you enjoy? What classes maybe are favorites?
I like I said, anatomy.
Yep. The sciences.
Yep. Math is fun for me. More math that's like applicable to stuff. I took physics last year as a college class, and I really enjoyed that because you can see how everything works. It's like a physical problem. Like,
yeah, good idea. As far as anything that you're really looking forward to, now we're in the home stretch of your senior year. Are you planning on going on the senior trip to Washington, D.C. and New York or anything, or is that going to take away from the baseball season?
I'm not going on the senior trip, but I did the band trip my senior year.
Yeah.
And I had that all paid for with fundraisers.
Where was that again? You went to Nashville, right?
Nashville and Chicago.
Yeah. What was the highlight of those two cities that you were able to see?
I would say for me the favorite thing was the live music.
Yeah.
Walking down Broadway in Nashville, there were all the bars or the, what do they call them? The honky-tonks.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
There's just fun to walk in. You can walk into anyone and listen to the concert if you want.
Mr. Poland has really been a great addition here and has to have been just a great mentor for you, as somebody that loves music, to have a guy like Mr. Poland up there leading the band and Ms. Howen on the choir. Just what great role models they are for a young aspiring musician.
Oh, absolutely. Not even as a teacher, as great as they are as teachers, but as people too. They've definitely shaped me to the person that I am.
All right. Well, Derek, thanks a lot for joining us here on the Senior Spotlight. Looking forward to a long run in the baseball season. Let's get back down to Target Field this spring, whenever spring gets here. And enjoy the rest of your senior year.
All right. Thank you.
Derek Schomer is our latest Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports.